Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's coming up on 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report now with our Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to trade mostly steady overall, but there are some mixed undertones seen as well. Terminals are called steady to weaker with top prices from $51 to $56. Peoria is called weak to $1 lower today with a top price of $51. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, July 31st, negotiated swine purchases were 13,795. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $75 to $81, the weighted average $78.67. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $54.13 to $64. The weighted average was $69.91. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,142. The base price range was $70.75 to $81.84. The weighted average, $79.76. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $56.07 to $64.49, and the weighted average was $62.38. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, as we always start out with at this time of year, we're in for some heat and humidity, but also some showers and thunderstorms. It appears that the heat wave that some have been advertising as maybe being a huge long deal, and here we've been kind of saying, yeah, a few days. It does look like a few days. In fact, the onset of the highest heat has been delayed a little bit, and we've been talking about the likelihood of that the last couple of days. So I think the heat will get into at least the western and central portions of the Corn Belt in earnest on Sunday and will last into Monday and Tuesday and include western or eastern areas as we get into the early part of next week. But then there are indications of quite a few, in fact, that the jet stream is going to buckle a little bit and bring some cooler air in from Canada and end the extreme heat. So we're not looking at more than about a three-day period where temperatures will probably get well into the 90s and it stays dry. And some areas will even have a bit shorter time than that. So we're not looking at this hot dome of air setting up over the weekend and early next week as being a big deal for the crops, because it's not going to last long enough to adversely affect crop production in most areas. And in fact, we will have some showers and thunderstorms scattered about again today, and some more in at least the eastern half of the belt, northern and eastern areas Sunday with the onset of the heat. And then it appears that during the middle to latter part of next week, a front will sag southward and we'll get into some more rain. So moisture is not going to be lacking. Oh, of course, there will be a few pockets where moisture is lacking, as is the case most years, as rainfall distribution is never even when you get thunderstorms. But by and large, it looks like more moisture is likely for most of the Corn Belt over the next week. And, of course, now we're going into the month of August. Crops are running behind because of the slow start. But I don't see any real problems with the pollination of corn, which is taking place in many areas. And with the continued moisture and the continued recharging of subsoil moisture, it appears that the soybeans, too, in many areas will at least get through with enough moisture. And as far as temperatures go, there's going to be a couple hot days, but we're not going to burn out the crop. So it appears that, if anything, we're going to see a continuation of good crop growth. We may see just a slowdown with the heat on a few days, but the overnight lows will be high. And then when we turn a bit cooler, we're not going to be cold. We're just going to be back more in the average range, and that will be beneficial for the crops as well. Now, as far as looking ahead to next week, it appears that the high heat is going to stay to the west. It looks very unlikely that we're going to have problems pushing into the Midwest Corn Belt as we go into, say, the 8 to 14 day period. So if you've got a vacation plan to the Rockies or maybe the High Plains or the Intermountain West, it's going to be hot out there and pretty dry, and we may start to see more problems with the fires out in the west with the hot, dry weather. But here in the eastern portion of the country, from the Midwest on eastward, there's going to be periodic showers and thunderstorms. As we move to the Mississippi Delta, there were some showers and thunderstorms in northern Mississippi during the last 24 hours. But as is the case with thunderstorms, there was a wide variety of amounts, and some places stayed dry. In general, we're still concerned about hot and dry in the Delta region. Temperatures are probably this weekend into next week going to stay on the high side. High temperatures commonly going to be in the upper 90s and low 100s down that way. So that's a concern there. So soybean crop yields are probably going to continue to drop a bit in the Delta region. In the northern plains, generally okay weather. There's going to be some hot weather at times, especially in the southern parts. I would include maybe southern Minnesota and South Dakota. But overall, they've got generally favorable weather on the way. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 8:14 and three quarters. Make that opened 8:15, excuse me, up a quarter last trade up two. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.84 and a half, up three quarters. Last trade up 3.5. December 8.11, up 2.25. Last trade up 3.5. September corn opened at 5.89, up 1.5. Last trade down 1.25. December 6.09, up 1.5. Last trade down 1.25. July 6.50, down 1.5. Last trade down 6. August soybeans open at 13.95, down three quarters. Last trade down 5.75. November 14.01.5, down 2.5. Last trade down 10. August soybean meal 3.80, up 40. Last trade down 1.30. August soybean oil 57.47. The open there down 79. Last trade down 76. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like this is a marketplace that wants to mark time in here. It's the end of the month. There probably was some light profit taking. There's probably some position scoring going on. But really, a market that is looking forward to the August crop production report and probably not willing to stick its neck too far out ahead of it.
Well, I'd have to agree with that 100%. I think when you look at the market, we're trading a range is what we're doing, and not uncommon at basically at this time of year, and certainly not uncommon in a year like we have where there's so much indecision and insecurity as far as what's really out there. There's a lot of things flying around out in the wind as far as some people say they think they're going to find more corn acres, some say more bean acres. So, you know, nobody's got anything that they can really grab onto. And then you look at the outside markets. You've got, you know, you've got cattle trading in a range. You've got hogs trading in a range. You've got crude oil trading in a range. You've got the American dollar showing some strength, but certainly nothing that's, there's no resilience there. And so I think that the traders themselves today probably more than anything are going to go, well, you know, we got a really hot forecast coming in this next week, but they've been wrong every time so far. We've come back into a Monday, so I expect today's trade is just going to be reactionary to the idea that it's probably never going to really happen.
So what are the calls then from this morning?
Well, I think we have to stay with where we were on the overnights. You know, we were down overnight on corn, and so I'd say 1 to 2 down on corn, probably 10 to 15 down on beans, up slightly on wheat, and when it comes to the hogs and the cattle, mixed to slightly higher.
When we begin to look at that August report and begin to try to sort out what might happen, we're picking up now that the trade has undertones of a of a yield that might be around 156, 157. Are you hearing that undertone too?
Well, I've heard that said. I haven't heard an awful lot of it, but when you're talking about the floor up until now has been trading at least in the 153 range. Mm-hmm. So, they built in, they look at this crop, they ride in on the train in the morning, and they say, wow, look at that, it's beautiful. And that's all they trade. And so I wouldn't be surprised that that's exactly what they're looking at, whether that's what the USDA is going to come out with. And I guess the greater thing is going to be what our harvested acres are going to be. You could have a 157 yield, but if your harvested acres are down significantly, it really isn't going to increase the size of the crop that much.
After the August report, do we begin the battle, if we haven't already, for acres for 2009?
No question about it. In fact, I think when you actually look at this year, we could again see a rally into the fall, and that is going to be exactly where we're at, especially sitting at the prices that we're at right now. I think when you look at corn, you're looking at a $6 to $8 range possibly, and maybe higher depending upon what we actually end up with for acres. But and we're on the low end of the range both in corn and beans. It's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a major battle because input costs for corn are mm-hmm. just outrageously high. And so I think that we're going to have to increase this price, or we're just not going to attract enough farmers to plant enough acres. We need about 94 million acres.
All right. Thanks much, Jackie.
You bet. Thank you.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.